You're both coaches, and I'm curious, do you ever coach women to act more like a man or men to act more like a woman?
You know, Lois just talked about the woman who might be overly assertive and she gets called names. One of the most powerful coaching engagements I ever had was probably 10 years ago now with a woman I am still in touch with. She was given a lot of feedback about having sharp elbows. She did not play nicely in the sandbox. This woman was, she was in a financial services company, and she was really ambitious. She was really smart, and she was kind of plowing over people. And she and I never, ever made it a gender issue. The truth was, she was damaging her relationships. And it, to me, it didn't matter whether she was male or female. If she was going to kind of bully and be aggressive, it didn't matter whether she was male or female. We never talked about it that way. Although clearly, I think she had some sense of, this is what I need to do as a woman. And by the way, she's very diminutive. This is what I need to do as a woman to, just to get noticed, just to get on the field. And my comment to her was, actually, no, it's not helping you. Let's find another way for you to be successful. And she has since become enormously successful, runs an enormous group, and really, really has found a completely different way of functioning. So was it a masculine, feminine thing? It was not. It was about what was going to be effective. Could we make this a gender issue? I guess we could, but I just want to say I never saw it that way as a coach. I never saw it as a gender issue.
Now, I agree with Tom. I have never coached a woman to be more like a man. I have always coached women to be absolutely be themselves and then to expand the size of their toolkit with some techniques that will work for them that they can use to augment. And I often use the analogy, if you know you're baking a cake, you may have the recipe and it's a good cake, but sometimes you know what you can do to just kind of add to it to make it even better. And that's the tact I take with women, that what they need to do is complement their existing strengths with new behaviors. So, for example, I would never tell a woman that she should be overly aggressive. I might say, continue to speak up. And if you feel as if you aren't heard, here's how you can bring it back to you again in a way that people won't feel as if you're grandstanding. As a matter of fact, that's the whole subject of the new book that I've been working on, The Nice Girl's Guide to Telling People to Go to Hell So They Look Forward to the Trip. Women have this burden of having to do it that way so that people look forward to the trip. Men don't necessarily have that burden.
Yeah, I was thinking about what you both just said in response to this question. And I was thinking just in the last couple of weeks, I don't recall a time ever suggesting to a woman that she act more like a man. But I realize that I have suggested taking actions like a man might normally take. The issue came up in one of our academy sessions within the last couple of weeks of a woman who is unfortunately getting punished at the office whenever she talks about family or makes the mention of wanting to have a little more balance in her travel schedule so that she can, you know, make time for her kids and family. And we talked about it as a group, and the suggestion was made to her of, you know, you can make some of those shifts without necessarily advertising why you're making those shifts. And Tom, I mentioned that to you recently, and you pointed out, like, well, a lot of men wouldn't ever think about even bringing that up into the workplace. They would just make the change and not have an explanation around it. So there's a nuance here, right?
There is a nuance here. I want to just kind of explain something that I think has been true in my coaching work. I coach, I would say, more women than men. And certainly Lois taught me a lot about coaching women. One of the things that I work on with women is about, and you've already heard me talk about this, about fitting into the culture and trying to match the culture effectively. But when a woman and I are talking privately about her instincts, about how she views the world, about what her obstacles are, what the barriers are to creating the change she wants, I will often talk about it as a gender issue if I see it that way. So, for example, I was working with an executive at one of the studios who was just powerfully introverted. She loved data. She really didn't want to come out of her office. So she had not built strong networks, and she was paying a price for it. And she and I did talk about this as a gender thing for her. By the way, we also talked about it as an introversion thing for her. But to help her understand that she was not alone, that she had many sisters who were struggling with the same thing, and that was helpful for her. It was not that the culture was kind of relegating her to a second-class citizen because of her gender. That was not the issue. But just for her to have a handle to go, oh, I'm not broken. There are other people who struggle with this too. That was a helpful hook for her.